Good morning. Welcome, everyone. We're glad to have everyone here. We got a couple of visitors here that are stirring things up, but as soon as they get themselves settled in, glad to have them here. Good news and bad news. The bad news is we don't have air conditioning this morning. The good news is there's plenty of hot air. Okay, that joke was neither here nor there. A good way to cool off this summer is boating. Carol Danielson's here, and I know that she's a water skier par excellence, but you heard about the young family. They decided they had to have a boat. It was hot, and they needed that recreation. So they bought a boat, and they were so excited about it, and they took it to the lake, and they got out on the lake, and no matter what they did, the boat just loggy. Wouldn't get up, you know, you see boats skimming across. This would not do anything. Throttle seemed to work, everything seemed to work, but it was just poor performance. So they drove to their marina, and the mechanic at the marina says, well, and he looked over the engine, and it looked all right, and he looked over the throttle settings, and those looked all right, and he says, well, let me jump in and look underneath at the prop, just check that you've got the right size propeller on the... He came up, he says, I found the problem. He says, you're supposed to detach the trailer when you get in the water. So anyway, grace and peace to you and greetings. And especially, I always forget to greet those who are joining us online, who are streaming, or who will watch this at some point. We have a growing body that is part of us virtually. It's part of the new world order, is it not? So there we are. By way of announcements, you see the back page and all the things going on and different events and possibilities. There was something I was supposed to announce, Pia. What was it? And I didn't tell Pia, so she can't remind me. So it will come to me right after worship is over and it's too late. That's all right. Anybody else have any special announcement that we need to make or different thing? Michael, if you would grab a microphone and run over to Diane Hunt, please.
As the pastor alluded to, Carol and Rick are here, and they have invited all of us to go to dinner after church. And the restaurant I chose, she asked me to choose, was at Cora Faye's. This is the Old Village Inn at the corner of Colfax and Chambers. And it's set for 1 o'clock, so if you can make it, that's great. We'd love to. I know they'd love to see you and sit and talk, and so try to come, okay?
Thank you for that invite. Those of you online, you can meet us there, or we will not be broad streaming that. But at any rate, celebrations, Carol and Rick Ottenried. Other announcements. Thanks for the good of the order. All right, I don't see any others. It's time to worship. It's time to gather ourselves and give our full attention to God and hear what God might be speaking to us. Amen? Let's stand, let's wave hello to one another, and let us turn to our call to worship. Our call to worship, let's read responsively. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of the Lord's throne. The heavens proclaim the Lord's righteousness, and all the peoples behold divine glory. You, O Lord, or most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. The Lord loves those who hate evil, guarding the lives of the faithful. The Lord rescues them from the hand of the wicked. Light dawns for the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to the Lord's holy name. Please remain standing.
Today's opening hymn is number 707, Hymn of Promise.
Oh.
Be seated.
Some of you might note that I am not Monica. She is with her dad. Monroe has COVID, and so they unexpectedly, of course, were unable to be here. This is Psalm 8. Listen for the word. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them. Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hand. You have put all things under their feet, and all sheep and oxen and all the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The word of the Lord. As we turn to our prayer time, I again lift Monroe. I don't have any other information. I just got the email this morning that she'd be unable to be, Monica would be unable to be here, but if he has COVID in the hospital, he is definitely at risk with his age. So lots of prayers for him. COVID is growing again. You saw me wearing a mask. I want to be sure that we don't spread it from here. I want to be sure that I am not a piece of that. Knowing that Monroe and Ruth were not here the last 2 weeks, I'm glad that they didn't get it here. So we're doing our best, I think, and we're glad for that. But it's a part of our life now, and it's a challenge. On the back of the bulletin, you see lots and lots of prayer concerns, all the different things going on. I won't read all of those since you are capable of doing that, giving thanks to the blessings of good teachers in our country. But if there's anything that you want to add to any of those prayers or any other concerns that you'd like to lift this morning, what would you lift? Any prayers? Michael, Mr. Tim Collins, if you would.
We have a friend that she fell and broke her hip, and she's in the hospital. She's cured. She did rehab already, but then she's got another surgery yet to go, and this happened while we were on vacation. So pray for her.
Okay, tell me her first name.
Francine.
Francine, okay. Prayers for Francine. Thank you. Thank you. Other concerns in our midst. Carol Danielson has something behind you, Mike. One row behind.
I have a close friend who also broke his hip out trimming his bushes. He wasn't on the ladder, which is a good thing, but he's 87 and in the hospital at UC, so his name is Don. Prayers for him.
Okay, prayers for Don. Friends from Grand Junction, close friends of theirs had their teenage son commit suicide. And it is just heartrending. I don't have names, nor do we need them. Through God, we can offer up our prayers. So we lift those. Any other concerns in our midst? By way of celebrations, I have down here that today is Rick and Louise Jasper's anniversary, and that's all that we have until next week. But it is worth noting that on June 21st, Tuesday, Rick and Carol Ottenried have an anniversary. Is that true? Rick and Carol, they came here just so that we could celebrate their anniversary with them. So happy anniversary to both of you. We have others that we will lift as the week goes on. Other celebrations that you would lift in our midst. Grandpa Jim. Go ahead.
This past Thursday, my youngest great-granddaughter turned 2. And this Thursday, her grandpa, my son, turns 49.
So you got 2 going in the family. You know, I think he makes these because there's something every week. But we are grateful, Jim, and I believe you. I do believe you. I really do. All right, celebrations for life and birth and new life and all. Are there others? Other prayers for the community? Prayers for our air conditioning system. Let's join in the unison prayer. You find it printed in your worship bulletin. Friends, put aside your distractions, your agendas, your hesitation. Let us join here and now in prayer to Almighty God. O most loving God, help us to center upon you. Grant us grace to hear the promise of faith, hope, and love spoken to people of former times and shared again to meet our own need. Give us strength and courage to follow you whenever and wherever you lead us. Amen. I invite you to a moment of meditation in silence. Loving Lord God, at all times and all places, in still mornings and brilliant sunlit sunsets, in the cool of the night and the heat of the day, you are God, and we are grateful. The heat that surrounds us, causing us to remember that nature is part of your creation, as are we. As we come and gather, we celebrate your gifts in our lives. We celebrate again the Pentecost moment, the Spirit descending upon us and giving us utterance. Be with us, Lord. Be with us that through the Spirit we might be inspired, that we might find ways to utter the care and the love and the compassion that you teach. Our nation, our world is desperately in need of balm. Guide us through the Spirit. Give us utterance to share the good news of Jesus Christ, that we are loved and we can love others. Give us utterance to share the gifts we receive from your hand. Through that Spirit, Lord, give us utterance to speak our Christianity, even if we must resort to words, that we might offer each and everyone we meet a loving, caring Christian. Lord, be with us. Be with those that we haven't named. Be with those who are absent from us. Be with those who are ailing. Be with those who are lost. And Lord, be with us as we come and offer up our worship this morning. Bless each one here. Bless each one reaching out through your name. Bless this church to do the will of Christ. Lord, we come to worship, and we come sharing together the words of Jesus, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And amen, amen. Our offering, we give thanks for your offering and the way you continue to support the church. We give thanks for the offerings that come from people who are unable to join with us, but yet continue in their support. We give thanks for the abilities that gives us to do ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. We turn to our gospel scripture, the Gospel of John. This is the 16th chapter. I don't get to do this often enough, but I'll come down here and read the scripture in the midst of the body, because it is to the body and it is ours. John 16, beginning with verse 12. If you are capable and comfortable to stand, I invite you to do so. Jesus was speaking to them, and he said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I say that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Nalo, will you lead us?
Please remain standing as we join in our second hymn, number 2008 in the Faith We Sing hymnal, the small book in your pew. Let all things now living a song of thanksgiving to God the Creator triumphantly raise, who fashioned and made us protected and stayed, who guides us and leads us to the end of our days. God's shadows have vanished and darkness is banished. Afford we travel from light into light. The law of God enforces the stars in their courses, the sun to in its orbit obediently shines. The rivers and
and fountains, the deep of the ocean, proclaim the divine. We too should rejoicing our love and rejoicing with glad adoration, a song let us raise till
seated.
This is kind of interesting, this everybody fanning themselves. This is the old-fashioned worship together. Remember back in the days before air conditioning? And Nalu said, I said, how do they do it in Tonga? And I said, well, they have big fans. We should have been renting them out or something here this morning, but you what? No hell and brimstone this morning? All right, we'll have to go with something else. Fire and brimstone's right out. Let's talk about the Queen's roses. How many of you know about the Queen's roses? I did not know anything at all. I'm not very Brit lit. And I was scanning through Channel 6, PBS, and there was a special, and it was talking about the Queen's Rose Garden. I did not know there was such a thing. Queen Elizabeth, England, you've heard of her. What was it? This is her 70th? 70th anniversary. What? Amazing. She has always been in my life. So at any rate, they have a rose garden. Now, if she passes, when she passes, and Charles takes the throne, I assume it will become known as the King's Rose Garden. I don't know. But it's a rose garden. It's quite famous. They did a PBS special on it, and they were talking about the different varietals, and they were talking about the gardener that was in charge of that rose bush. Now, I'm clergy. And when I took on the mantle of clergy, I lost my home, literally became homeless. I lived in the church-provided facility called the parsonage. Most churches have a parsonage. And so you move into this, the church owns it, you occupy it until such time as you change, and you just move to a new parsonage. And it was very conducive to being able to move people, in a very handy way of doing things. But it was not until I moved here to Aurora that I bought a home. So, neither here nor there. Each of the parsonages that I inherited or was moved to, they all had rose bushes. Now, I don't know anything. Well, I do know one thing about rose bushes, and that is that if they don't want you around, they'll let you know. If you forget there's a rose bush there and you want to just brush by, they will let you know that you're ignoring them. They're quite an interesting plant. Beautiful, aromatic, but completely foreign to me. And the first sets of rose bushes that I dealt with, when the fall came, I cut them off basically about this high above the ground all the way across. Someone instructed me that I was committing rosicide and explained to me that wasn't the thing to do. And one parishioner actually brought me a package of what was called rose food. I did not know that they had a special diet. But after that, I did apply some rose food to the roses in that particular garden. I couldn't tell whether the rose was happier or not, but roses are foreign to me. And so when I was watching this PBS special about the rose garden, the Queen's Rose Garden, I thought the worst possible job I could get would be the gardener for the Queen's rose bushes. I would be totally inept at that. So I'm a little bit worried about that, and the reason that it all came up was out of the psalm this morning. The Lord has given humans dominion over the works of the Lord. The Lord has put all things under their feet, all the sheep and oxen and also beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. Dominion. The Lord has given us dominion. Now, I started down one avenue. I went and looked up the Hebrew word for dominion, and I was going to print it, and I was going to learn to pronounce it and pronounce it to you, and you were going to repeat it back. And then I thought, none of us will remember that a week after we do it. So let's just pretend that we did all that, and we did the Hebrew, and we butchered it, and now we went on. So here is this Hebrew word, dominion, and it there's 81 places in the Old Testament where the word is used. And it translates in all of those different places as the ruler or overseer or the dominion. Dominion, that's pretty neat stuff. But there are two ways to look at that. If you have dominion, how many of you would like to have dominion? You're in charge. It's good to be king. Have you ever thought about it? If I were in charge, this is the way things would go. If I were in charge of the whole world, I would do this and this and this, and I would order things just exactly the right way. And in point of fact, the phrase in the psalm, puts them under our feet, was very symbolic. That was how the king denoted. When you came before the king, you lowered yourself so that you were below the feet of the king. You were under complete domination. The king had all say. Would you like to be king? Would you like to be in charge of everything? I have had to be in charge of a couple of different places. I screwed them both up. And I began to realize that along with that dominion thing goes another word, and that is responsibility. All of a sudden, that term dominion not only means in charge of, but also responsible for. And not only that, but accountable for what you do and how you are about it. Now think about that. You're going to be in charge of all those things, the sheep and the oxen and the beasts and the birds and the seas and all of those things. But you're also going to be accountable for them. How do you feel about being in charge now? Feel like a heavy load? Jesus understood that. He said, "My yoke is heavy, but my burden is light." And know that. And know another thing that's going on here. I'll go to that in a minute. I need to change directions. This responsibility. You're in charge now. All things, you're in charge. You're the one that is going to make all the decisions and be accountable on how those decisions come out. How does that feel? That responsibility. That responsibility includes, as Christians, justice. If there is one thing that is about God, God is a God of justice. All through the Bible we can hear. Let me give you a few quotes. This is Proverbs. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. Proverbs 28. Evildoers do not understand what is right, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. The prophet Amos said, "Let justice roll on like a river, righteous like a never-falling stream." Psalm 37, "For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever." Some of you will remember Micah, the 6th chapter. "God has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does God require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God." Isaiah, "Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fathers, plead the case of the widow." Psalm 106, "Blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right." Zechariah, "This is what the Lord Almighty said. Administer true justice. Show mercy, compassion to one another." Luke 18, "This fellow by the name of Jesus said, And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. So now we have dominion, king of everything, in charge of all of things, and accountable for everything, and accountable to bring about what God calls us to do about justice. Justice, righteousness, appropriateness. And not only that, for our human interactions and our social world, but the natural world. The sheep and ox and the beast, the birds, the fish, the oceans. It's what reminded me of the Queen's Garden and gardeners. We are gardeners by heritage, you knew that. And God blessed Adam and Eve and placed them in the garden and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and of the birds of the heaven, over every living thing that moves on the earth. Dominion again. Adam and Eve, from our very beginnings, we have had that dominion, that charge, in charge and responsibility. It's a big job. I'm kind of overwhelmed. I don't know about you, but I look around at the world and I think, are we doing the right thing doing this? Are we doing the right thing doing that? There's a big debate about whether electric vehicles are more air polluting, carbon producing, environmentally damaging than petroleum vehicles. And maybe there's some other solutions and nobody knows. And you go round and round and I just wake up in the middle of the night worrying about things. What's the right way to go? And how are we to know? It's okay. This is Pentecost. The King, Lord God, has spoken and has sent the Spirit of Truth, who descended upon us in tongues as of fire and gave us utterance and ability, and who speaks to us and guides us. The Holy Spirit can help us figure out how to be and who to be and whose to be. For we are about being those who would care for God's good creation. The Holy Spirit tells the truth. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into his truth. We hear that. We hear Jesus explaining and making clear in John that this is the one to follow. It is God Almighty. So you're in charge, brothers and sisters. You're the gardeners. The Lord God has taken humans and put them in the Garden of Eden to work it, to benefit from it, to till it, to have dominion over it, and to take charge and be responsible for it. Tough job, but we have backup in the Holy Spirit who is upon us. Amen? Amen. That's enough. It's hot. Let's sing our closing song. Nalu, help us, please.
One second. Sorry about that. Please rise as we join in our final hymn. It is actually not 114 as printed in the bulletin. It is number 144. Please rise and join in the closing hymn.
Sings and round me rings a music.
So you are now in charge of everything. Good news and bad news, but good news because God is with us to help us. It's a big job, but through God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, united in that Spirit among us, we can accomplish what God calls us to do. Amen? Let's sing our closing. Join hands with those near you that you know or you are not contagious against, and let's sing our closing. Do we have... We have a Mark a note, por favor.